Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven,
eight.
Hello,
eight,
nine,
seven,
11. Elvis Duran presents
12,
13, 14,
15.
The 15-minute morning show.
I think we should have the special guest host today.
Yes,
no,
please.
No, bye.
We're leaving.
No.
It's Friday.
No. Hi, guys.
What's her name again?
Brody,
that's terrible.
It was a joke.
You're a dick,
you
Brody.
You suck, Brody.
Oh, I love Sarah.
Man, you guys can say way worse things on this podcast than I can on my own morning show.
Oh, you can say fuck.
You what? Can't say
no.
Fuck.
Yes, you can.
You can't just say fuck.
On the podcast,
you're not
fuck.
Supposed to say
right.
Fuck.
Well, then don't say it.
Elvis
remember,
says fuck all the time.
Remember when you had that rule? We were allowed one swear word per podcast? That lasted like a week and a half.
But wait a minute. Fuck is one swear word. Just because I said it five times.
All right. So if you swear during this podcast, you're only allowed to say fuck.
Right.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Say it, Carla. Say it.
Oh, yeah. By the way, it's me, Carla Marie.
Say it.
Bethany's got snacks.
This is the bottom part of my muffin. So every morning.
Hello.
Hi. I go to Mustafa, the coffee guy downstairs,
yes.
Who's amazing. And he gives me my iced coffee, which I pay for, and then a muffin, which I don't.
Oh.
And so I ate the top of my muffin at 7:30, and now I'm eating the bottom of my muffin at 10.
How did you have that kind of self-restraint?
I know.
I don't know. Because I eat breakfast.
Could you eat the bottom and leave the top? Because the top's really the better part.
No, the top is the better part. The bottom is just like if I'm hungry.
So could you eat the bottom in reverse?
Yeah, that bottom looks pretty moist.
I mean, because it's new.
You like a moist bottom, don't you?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I do love moist bottoms.
Yeah, that's what we hear.
Yep.
Should get into that on Monday.
Yeah. Can we?
I think so.
Get into, so you want to get into a moist bottom on Monday?
We'll get into it on Monday.
Really? Are we?
Yeah.
But this is a teaser.
Hey,
hang on.
Hey.
Shut up.
So
what's
teasing.
Happening?
No.
Make sure you listen to the Carla. Show Monday.
Yeah, that's all.
Is this your... Hey, were we doing the podcast when you were here?
No.
No.
You guys started after... No, because Anthony and I did a podcast, got a show, and then everyone started podcasting.
We stole your idea.
We stole your shit.
But no,
I've
been
on... We stole your fuck. I'm not to say that word today.
Okay.
Last Thanksgiving, I think I was on... This one.
Do you still
minutes.
Listen to this podcast?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I haven't in a while.
She listens to the show every morning because she texts me while she's
I do.
Listening. She's getting ready for her show.
How many ideas do you steal from
Honestly,
our show?
We don't because we hate, like, there's so many listeners that after you guys are done, we'll switch over.
Yeah.
So if we do anything, like Elvis did that today, and we're like, we didn't know Elvis did that today. So it's
funny.
Out there.
Yeah. We've been going through this for 20 years because we have the same prep services as probably 100 other radio shows. So we'll do some topic about a woman having some scent that can attract a Bigfoot from a mile and a half away. And they're like, hey, you guys stole that from Kane's show. They just talked about that.
Exactly.
So you don't do like Antony's topic train?
No. We should.
Antony's topic train.
Antony's topic train.
We should.
Okay, so still nothing between you guys.
No.
Oh, come on.
I swear.
Come on. Can we at least get the exclusive?
I'll give you the exclusive if it ever happens.
If it ever happens. All right.
I better be paid for it.
I thought you were doing them all the time. Come on now.
You're working out. Paid, he though. Works out. Come
what
on.
What does that mean? That's, because she works out and
more
he works out.
They're more
in
common
now.
You
eat food. You breathe
No, but they have another thing in common.
At what point in your friendship did you have a crush on him?
Hold on. Time out. You know I've worked out before moving to Seattle.
Yeah, but now you do it before the show.
And I like how you feel like that's something really special in common. You know how many people, just because you don't work out,
I don't work
out.
My wife doesn't work out. We're perfect.
But in most people's dating profile, when they're trying to attract someone, they write, I work out to try and get somebody else to be attracted to them.
To answer Bethany's question, I think when I first started working here, Anthony had really long hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this guy's hot. Like, he's got long hair. He was the only person who worked here that was the same age as me. I mean, we had Lauren. TJ was much older.
Yeah.
But it was just, there was this one person. And then he would, take me out to lunch with all the other guys that worked here and the other departments. So that's when we became friends. So I think when I first met him, I had a crush. But once we became friends, no.
Yeah,
not
because
anymore.
It goes...
Once I knew him.
It goes away after a while.
Okay, so since you're not dating your co-host.
Yes.
How is dating in Seattle?
It's tough.
Why?
Because Seattle is very, and I say this in the nicest way possible if anyone that listens to us is listening, granola.
Crunchy.
In the sense that I'm not used to that. Now, I've adjusted to lifestyle out there, and I love it, and I'm relaxed, and it's great, and vegan's awesome sometimes, and all that stuff. But I don't share a lot of the same
interests.
Yeah. And listen, I love hiking and all that stuff, but I also like nice things and going out and dressing nice and wearing heels sometimes, and that's not what it's like at all. But there are plenty of people that have moved from all over.
She's so busy. She's always
I'm not
traveling or doing something or something. She doesn't have time.
I have 6 weekends in a row not
it's
being there.
It's ridiculous. She just adopted 2 kittens, though, by the way.
Uncle Anthony is babysitting.
How are you adopting kittens? Delta sends you all over the country.
Because she has people that watch the kittens.
I do. I have people to watch. I have people. Friends. I have friends, actually, guys.
Okay, so what was the last time you went on a date with someone that perhaps you used a dating app? I don't know.
My friend set me up with, so one of our listeners has become my friend, and she set me up with someone that she's known forever from Washington.
So when you went out with this person, was the first thought, oh, wow, they really know me, or this person doesn't know me at all. I would never go out with this guy.
Oh, if my friend really know, I would say that she didn't really know me as well, because you have to keep in mind, like, meeting someone at 29 and then becoming your friend is so different than my life here. I've known most of my friends since I was a kid, or it's people like you guys where we spend every day together all the time. Yeah. These people know you. So I can only have known this friend for a year and a half, and I only met her 6 months ago. So what does she know about me other than listening to the radio and hanging out with me sometimes when I'm around?
Yeah.
So that is such a difference. People are like, oh, you'll love this person. I hate it. I hate when people try to do this.
Is it harder to date now that you're a co-host that people won't know who you are?
Yes. It is so weird. It is, because once you say your job, they're going to listen.
Yeah. But they also listen to, you get, you guys do get recognized, so.
We do. It's funny, Anthony's voice gets recognized a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it is a very distinct it voice, is. Especially in that area, it I is. Would think.
Exactly. They'll notice, because I think he has more of an accent than I do. So mm-hmm. if we're out and he'll say certain words, people are like, are you the guy on the radio? I noticed the way you said this. Or sometimes it'll happen to me with some words, but yeah. But also, people don't approach the way they approach here. They just won't say hi. Everyone's passive aggressive. We're in Jersey or New York or any of the other cities, like Florida, wherever.
Yeah,
we
last
visit.
Night at the concert, yeah. we got approached.
Oh my God,
constantly.
Are you this? Are you this? No one's going to do that, one, because they don't want to be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Two, they're not as outgoing.
Yeah.
And they also probably just don't care. Oh, that was the girl on the radio. Cool, bye.
So you get a lot of people staring at you from across the room.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I once caught a girl go to her boyfriend, I think that's the people from the radio. We're eating somewhere. And he's like, no way. She's like, no, it is. And I heard her. I didn't say anything because I didn't want to be like, hey, I heard you. Like, what right. am I going to say? But yeah, and they
same
didn't
thing happens
word.
Here, but it's louder.
Yeah.
Hey, I think that's the girl from the radio.
That happened in the airway. We were in the airport.
It fucking is, huh?
On the other side. Remember that? Mm-hmm. On the other side of the airport, this woman is standing and she screams out, hi, Danielle from Z100 Elvis Show. I'm like, oh, I wanted to put my head in the toilet because I was like,
it's weird.
It's strange. Know? I don't, so you guys know, I don't remember faces. Yeah. It takes me a really long time to see someone over yeah. and over before I recognize them. And I had somebody on the subway. The door's open. She comes in. She sees me. She plops down next to me. She's like, oh my God, hi, Bethany. And I don't know who she is, but somebody... I also don't know if maybe I should know who she is.
That's the worst.
And so it turns out, she's a listener. I've never met her before in my life, but I was talking to her like she was like a work contact
right.
because I'm like, oh, I'm really tired today, man. How have you been?
Right.
I have no idea. But like she was so outgoing and lovely, I assumed I must have known
so
her.
So if she invited you to lunch, you would have felt like, oh my God, I yeah. probably should have lunch with her.
Yeah. If she was like, hey, can I get Danielle's phone number? I probably would have given it
hey,
to her.
Hey, wait a minute.
It was like someone we met through work.
It is true because people do know a lot about your life.
Yeah.
And so they'll start having conversations with you about things. And I'm like, am I supposed to know you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny what people remember, too, because some of the most passive, quick conversations that we have, somebody will bring up to me, mm-hmm. say, oh, my God, yeah, when your ex-girlfriend did that. I'm like, how do you know that?
I forgot she did that. I blocked that out.
How do you know that? How do you remember that?
It's really strange. But I also really appreciate it because people who remember that stuff are the reason that we have jobs.
Exactly.
And it's nice if you're like me and you're awkward at conversation, it's nice that they know stuff about you.
They can carry it.
So they can talk about stuff.
Yeah, we did a topic about, so we have Uber Eats. Do you guys have Uber Eats here yet?
Yeah.
So we have that and we have Amazon restaurants.
Wait, do we have it here yet?
Yeah, I like that.
No,
I like that. Where we are.
No.
Hey, have you guys heard of Nirvana?
No, time out. Seattle is a test market for everything. We test it and it's a crap show. We said F.
You can say crap.
No, I was going to say S. So, and then we realize it's a mess, and then we test it. So we had Uber Eats when we first moved out there. But anyway, we can order McDonald's now. Everyone can order McDonald's. So we ordered that one morning, and I took it to the bathroom before going back to the studio.
Wait, to eat?
No, to pee.
Okay.
And Anthony sees me walking into the bathroom with some McDonald's and flips out that I took the food in the bathroom.
Oh.
So we did that whole thing on the airball bus. So now people come up to me and be like, you're gross for taking the food in the bathroom. Or, no, I'm totally, that's the thing that they remember, the food in the bathroom.
My wife's like that. Not to sidetrack on that topic, but if we have dinner and I'll pick up the leftover bag because I'm the guy, I carry the bag and she's, you know, with the kids and I'll go, I'm just going to run to the bathroom for a second. Give me the food. I go, it's in a bag, in a styrofoam container.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, give me, I don't want it in the bathroom. But nothing's going to happen to it. Nope.
I'm not going to pee on it.
No, I know. I'll eat while going to the bathroom. I don't care.
That's another level.
Not when you're on the phone. Not when you're like...
Wait, like with a plate?
No, not with a plate, but like I'm eating
a breakfast bar.
Like a to-go container?
But wait, then after you take care of your... You know, wiping yourself.
So you wait. Can we?
Then you continue to eat with your hands without washing them?
No, of course
wait,
not.
Are you sitting and you have what, like a Chinese takeout container with chopsticks? What do
you know, like I take a TV tray into the bathroom with me. No, like I'm eating this muffin right now. And like if I have a lot of muffin to go, I'm an active eater. And so I like to eat while I'm eating and like then finish eating and be done. I can't like put some aside and wait till later.
Right.
I gotta eat. Same. And so I will go to the bathroom eating the muffin. I'll go into the bathroom. I'll keep eating the muffin. And then when I'm done, I will absolutely not touch the muffin, but I'll usually have it in a napkin or something that I place in a place where I'm not going to get anything attached to it.
So like
no poopicles. You don't have poopicles on your muffin.
No, of course not. I'm not a monster.
Didn't we find out that's not even real? Poopicles?
No poopicles.
Oh, that's what you're smelling. When you smell something, it's because the articles of poop are in the air.
Yeah, whatever. You go to Seattle, you forget about immune system.
There's tons of poopicles everywhere.
Excuse me, Seattle had poopicles first.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. You guys didn't know about this?
You had like all the quote Amazon stuff. How cool is that?
So we have Amazon restaurants, which was the first way you can order food really in Seattle other than Postmates, which is not my favorite. I'm sorry if they're a client.
Okay, now that I know.
Because they cost like $30 extra.
Oh, Macklemore mentioned Postmates on the show today.
No, he did not.
Wasn't a good experience. So
right, he said the last time he was an asshole, sorry, I cursed, was Postmates. He was upset with the driver.
Yeah, they don't have it in New York, do they?
No, you don't need it.
They're testing in Seattle.
Yeah. So wait, Amazon.
So Amazon restaurants, you can order from your favorite restaurants, same way Uber Eats works. But now we have Amazon Assistant, which my apartment building is actually beta testing for Amazon, and I freaking love it.
Wait, explain it.
So I have, it's like a cleaning person you can have come to your house, but they actually come in like their Amazon polo and everything. You can also have them fold your clothes, do your laundry.
Shut up.
Yeah. Feed your animals, whatever you need.
That's
now,
awesome.
I have it set to come every 4 weeks. That was like the longest I could do. And now that I have kittens, I can't keep track of this cat hair. It's everywhere. So it's great to have someone with a legit Amazon vacuum that comes in and does it. But she comes and goes whenever. Kelly is my assistant, has her access. Yeah.
And so, is it expensive?
It's $100 for a full cleaning. Like 2 hours.
That's not
is that
bad.
Normal?
No, that's very good.
And it pays right through my Amazon Prime.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and now I'm emailing someone back and forth from Amazon. So every morning I shout out Jeff Bezos on the air. Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, and Macklemore, because I assume they're all listening. They're all on the Amazon. So I'm telling the girl, I'm like, I work on Power 93.3. I love you guys. I talk about you on the air. She's like, I know. I listen. I'm like,
oh my God.
Amazon's listening. We also have Amazon Pickup, Fresh Pickup, where I can order my groceries online. I pull into like the drive. Thing and they put it in my car and I pull out.
When is it coming here, all these things?
Amazon morning show producer?
No, Amazon's going to take over radio soon.
It's really funny being a test city, because growing up, Eau Claire, Wisconsin was a test city for a lot of stuff. So we got crazy things that never made it to the market. Mm-hmm. There were these feminine hygiene things.
Were they pumpkin spice flavored?
No. What were they called? No.
Were they the cups?
Were they made of cheese?
They were little cups. They were called, I can't remember what they were called. No, this was a long time ago. It was before I got my period. I mean, it was like, but they were these, they looked like if you took a pea pod, split it the long way and opened it up and then took the peas out.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to sit, it was supposed to be hugged by your labia.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
And it was made of absorbent material and it would just sort of hold everything in. Until you went to the bathroom where it would just all come out. So it was just like a little barrier.
Oh my gosh.
And sounds like a crotch canoe.
It never made it.
Little man in the boat, that's what I'm saying.
An absorbent, yes. So, but we were a test city for it. It never made it out to the rest of the world because it was terrible and it didn't work.
It was fun though, being a test city. But it was interesting.
Yeah. So you get to see the cool stuff.
So I'll let you guys know everything that's happening.
Great. Let us know when we'll get it to.
Okay.
Here's something you'll get in 3 months.
Do you need your labia hugged? We have a product for you.
Oh, wait till you try this.
We love you.
Love you guys.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.